Welcome to the Hidden Palace with Skyblaze.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Skyblaze, and this is the Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. So, recently, as some of you will probably be aware, Panzer Dragoon Remake was released on the PC, and subsequently on the Xbox and PlayStation. I did manage to get a code for the website I work at, so some of you may have seen my friend Nova Wolfen playing through it on the Human Game Collective stream. This gave me an idea, because he'd not played the game before, so he was asking about the backstory of it and its history. So I provided what I could, but it did give me an idea to actually do a full episode for the Hidden Palace on the various titles in the series. So before we get too carried away, for those who are unaware, Panzer Dragoon is a rail shooter game where you play as a rider on the back of a dragon armed with a gun that allows you to shoot your enemies. You also get to manipulate the camera so you can view and attack enemies as they approach you from all different sides. The world in which Panzer Dragoon is set after a war between humans and bioengineered weapons. This resulted in a vast reduction in the population of the planet and a significant reduction in the technology levels. Most groups then collected into small tribes, but there are a couple of slightly larger nations. Quite a lot of technology is lost or poorly understood, but some technology has survived, such as the gun that the protagonist uses. The first game in the series came out for the Sega Saturn in 1995 and was obviously titled Panzer Dragoon. In this game, you take the role of Kyle Fluch, a hunter who, after witnessing a fight between a blue dragon and a black dragon, and the rider of the blue dragon is gravely injured in the fight, the rider entrusts Kyle with a mission to stop the black dragon from reaching and reactivating an ancient ruin. Hello to the chat, by the way. We've got some people who have already set up their Halloween spooky names. So my husband, Grey4, is actually Grave for Your Soul at the moment. And Frost is actually Frozen Spectre. Well, that's a pretty good one. My name on the chat at the moment is Blazing Pumpkin, that I thought was quite amusing. I think we've also got Multiclass Geek, Nicholas Hangman, which is another quite good one, and Doan. Feel free to say hello if you are also around and listening in. Either on the Discord chat or you can contact me through the Radio Sega... Twitter and Facebook pages. Sorry, I'm having a bad day with regards to pain today, but I'll do my best. I am doing my best. Oh, Resident SD is here as well. Hello, Resident SD. So, I think we'll have our first music break then. Our first music break and our first request for this evening. So, from the original Panzer Dragoon, we've got Flight, the synthesizer version, which was requested by Electric Boogaloo. And then after that, we've got MK Vaff, Panzer Groove, which is a Panzer Dragoon OC remix. So enjoy those, and I'll speak to you guys after this music break. Thank you. And that was MK Vath, Panzer Groove, a Panzer Dragoon OC remix. And before that we had, from the original Panzer Dragoon, Flight Synthesizer version, which was requested by Electric Boogaloo. Who I've not seen in the chat yet. Give us a wave if you're around, Electric Boogaloo. Those two mixed actually quite nicely. Radio DJ often doesn't often manage to blend things quite that nicely. That was quite pleasant. So good, Radio DJ, you get a pat on your virtual head. Superbike, or rather Spookabike, is here in the chat as well, as is Resident SD, who I thought was going to change their name to Biohazard SD, which is a rather clever reference if you get it. But back to what I'm supposed to be talking about. So, the original Panzer Dragoon. This sees you flying through six levels from a drowned city, a desert, and an ancient ruin. At the end of each level, you encounter a boss which, once defeated, ends the level. Your gun has two firing options. Just pressing the button once will fire at where your reticule is aimed. The other is a homing laser, which requires you to hold the button down and move your reticule over enemies, which then targets up to 8 of them at once, and releasing the button will then fire at those targets. For those of you who've played Sonic Adventure, the tornado levels work very similar to this, as do the gummy ship levels in Kingdom Hearts 2. So, pretty standard, really. Now then, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this obscure-ish console before on my show, but just in case, the Tiger R-Zone. It was a short-lived handheld console, one version of which requires you to wear a headband on which the viewing screen for the console is attached. Sort of similar to the Nintendo Virtual Boy, but even worse. No, I'm not kidding. I mention this because Panzer Dragoon had an R-Zone port. No, I'm not kidding. I sort of wish I was, but I'm not. This game was released a few months after the original Panzer Dragoon, and like a lot of Tiger games for the R-Zone, is rubbish. I can't see any way of putting it. The graphics are quite terrible because they're a kind of red on darker red. And there's no plot. It's just a simple series of images of the dragon, obstacles, and the dark dragon, which you then need to shoot down. There's not really a huge amount to it, which is a shame because so much of the Panzer Dragoon experience is about kind of immersing yourself in that world. So, fail on that one. The R-Zone itself is a bit of a disaster in a number of ways. It's worth looking up this thing. I think, was it ReRez who did a thing about it? Somebody, one of the YouTubers I follow did a video about the R-Zone, and it's worth looking at just to see how bad it is, because it is quite bad. Spookabike saying he doesn't get the joke regarding Biohazard SD. So, Resident SD could be Resident Evil SD for his kind of Halloween name. But Resident Evil is called Biohazard in Japan. Get it now? So, it's cleverish. What's going on in the chat? Like the AIM-54 missile on the F-14? The holding the homing laser thing. I've not played F-14 Tomcat, so I couldn't tell you for certain. Or have I? I may have done. I've played a lot of games. What else is going on? Chat's quite quiet today. Oh well. Getting a lot of likes and retweets of today's show. I can live with that, frankly. Nicholas Ahmad saying, so once a year he turns Japanese. That's quite spooky. Lol. Anyway, let's. I'm not going to inflict any R-Zone music on you. For one thing, I can't find it, and for another, I am not that cruel. So instead, let's have a track from Panzer Dragoon Remake. So this is actually one of my favourite tracks from Panzer Dragoon Remake, because I really like the sound of it. So we're going to have Empire Episode, which is Episode 3 from Panzer Dragoon Remake, and then from Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, we've got the Panzer Dragoon course. So enjoy that, and I'll speak to you guys again after the break, where I start to talk about Panzer Dragoon Zwei, or Panzer Dragoon 2, depending on what you prefer. Enjoy!
We'll be right back. You're listening to The Hidden Palace with the wonderful Skyblaze only on Radio Sega. Well, I guess if you're here, it's not that well hidden, is it?
From Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed, Panzer Dragoon. And before that we had from Panzer Dragoon Remake, The Empire Episode 3. So, after the slight diversion into terribleness with that R-Zone game, thankfully we get back onto track with Panzer Dragoon 2 or Panzer Dragoon Zwei. This was released for the Saturn in 1996, and you play as a character called Jean-Luc Lundy, whose village are wary of mutants Kulias, which the Kulias are pack animals who are native to their particular region of the world, but mutants are considered to be dangerous. Jean-Luc discovers one of these mutants and raises it, calling it Laggy. The mutant has a glowing area in its throat and what appears to be budding wings. When it grows enough to display its full wings, Jean-Luc tries to get it to fly. And while he's off trying to persuade his Laggy to fly, a ship comes and destroys Jean-Luc's village. Laggy then displays an ability to shoot an arrow of light from its mouth. And together they seek revenge for the lives of the villagers that the ship called the Shielkuf took. Veridates or Veritex is asking if anyone has played a game called Crimson Dragon, and I have heard of this game, but I've not actually played it. He's saying it's very good. It's not quite as good as Panzer Dragoon, but gives you similar vibe, and the OST is excellent with the same composer. Nicholas Aman is saying which one. They've got different sound teams. Is it Sayori Kobayashi? And Veritex is confirming that it is indeed. So that's pretty cool. A game that you can check out if you fancy. I'm guessing this is like on Steam. Unfortunately, I'm in the middle of a show, so I can't actually look this up very easily at the moment. The trouble with the show that I run, it requires three different pieces of software to all work in harmony. And if I start doing anything too exotic mid-show, something will break. It's very annoying. Anyway, back to what I'm supposed to be talking about. For Panzer Dragoon's Y, the gameplay for the vast majority is pretty much the same as the first game, with one addition which many would say makes this game superior to the first, and this would be the Berserk attack, where after filling a power meter by killing enemies, this allows you to target all enemies and fire on them for a short period of time, and leaves you invincible for the duration of that attack. Very, very useful. Veritex has just put up a video of Brave Wave and Sayori Kobayashi doing a performance of the Crimson Dragon main theme. And Crimson Dragon is apparently an Xbox One exclusive. So that would explain why I've not played it, because I do not have an Xbox One. I do not have Microsoft products in this house. At least not ones that I've paid for. Ahem. One other interesting thing about Panzer Dragoon Zwei is that you'll find this game has various alternate paths that you can follow, and Laggy will evolve throughout the course of the game depending on which path you choose, leading to different appearances as you play through the game. So I've played the original Panzer Dragoon, and I've played a little bit of Saga. I've not played Zwei. I should fix that at some point. Have to fix the Saturn first. Let's have some more music then. So for our second request for this evening, this one is from Nicholas Herman, and this is from Panzer Dragoon Zwei. And on our playlist, it's called The Expected Enemy, but Nicholas has reliably informed me that it's actually supposed to be called The Unexpected Enemy. So I imagine that our Demon Lord of the playlist will fix that at some point. And then from Matt E. Waldman, we've got Laggy's Takeoff, which is from Panzer Dragoon Zwei over at OC Remix. So enjoy those, and I'll speak to you guys again after this music break.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. This is Nicolas Aman, the demon ruler of the Radio Sega playlist, and you're listening to
The Hidden Palace.
we are back. And that was Matt E. Waldman, Laggy's Takeoff, which is an OC remix of a track from Panzer Dragoon 2. And before that, from Panzer Dragoon 2, we had The Unexpected Enemy, which was requested by Nicholas Herman. And Nicholas says that he requested this one since it's composed by Tomonori Sawada, who was the sound director and sound effects creator for Panzer Dragoon series, from the first game right up until Orta, which I will mention in just a bit. Veritex is saying that they has played for a few hours into Panzer Dragoon Saga, but then had a long break and never returned to it, which is a shame because it's not because he doesn't want to, but there's too many games and so little time. I think quite a lot of us will sympathise with that. Certainly I do. Now then, not to leave all the fun to the Saturn, Sega also released Panzer Dragoon Mini for the Game Gear the same year as Panzer Dragoon 2. This game, due to technical limitations, sees you playing as only the dragon. Yes, I'm not very good at Germanic pronunciation, unfortunately, mostly because I did Spanish in school, so that kind of messed up how I approach foreign languages. My friend Taranea, who was actually from Germany, would slap me around the head, I suspect. Right, so Panzer Dragoon Mini, you don't have the ability to rotate the camera and you only play as a dragon and not the human, but you still do get the lock-on abilities similar to R-Zone. You lose out on any real story or plot for the game. Now here's where I have to try and cram the last two games into a short segment, because I'm starting to run out of time. Released in 1998, Panzer Dragoon Saga was the first real deviation from the rail shooter idea by making it into an RPG instead. So instead of a rail shooter, you can explore various areas both on foot as well as on the back of a dragon. The battles are a combination of real-time and turn-based actions, so you can take a turn to charge an attack, as well as just jump in and use homing laser attacks on all of your enemies. In this game, you play as Edge, a mercenary hired by the Empire to guard an excavation site which holds artifacts from the Ancient Age, presumably before the catastrophe that resulted in the technology level being a bit schizophrenic and the population being reduced into small tribes. While fighting an ancient monster, Edge uncovers a mysterious girl found buried behind a wall. The site is then attacked, leading Edge injured. His companion's dead, and the girl that he found has been kidnapped. Edge is then found by a dragon, and he swears revenge on the Black Fleet who were responsible for the attack. Now, I have played a little bit of Panzer Dragoon Saga, but not very much, and I really want to play the rest of it, but unfortunately my Saturn isn't currently working, which is sad. And I do have a copy of Panzer Dragoon Saga, it's not an official one, don't judge me. Because of Panzer Dragoon Saga being released quite late into the Saturn's lifetime, not many copies were sold, so and then it became a bit of a cult favourite, and the cost of the discs has increased massively. So they're quite rare and quite hard to get hold of. I understand that they're slightly easier in Japan, but obviously that would be in Japanese, which is a slight issue. So let's have a couple of tracks from Panzer Dragoon Saga then. The first one is requested by Electric Boogaloo and it's called Rest. And then from Panzer Dragoon Saga we've got, and I'm going to bungle the pronunciation of this as well, Sona mi aero ek sanctitu. Sanctitu? Sanctitu? I'm not sure. I think that might be in the fictional language that has been created for Panzer Dragoon. Which, for reference, is a combination of ancient Greek, English, German, Japanese, Latin, and Russian. And this language was created as a hobby by Yukiko Futatsugi, who was one of the core designers of the first game. So there you go. I am a fountain of useless information. So enjoy those two tracks, and I'll speak to you guys again after the music break. Thank you. we are back. And that was from Panzer Dragoon Saga, Sono mi Aero I Sanchitu. I think that's how it's pronounced. That's how it seems to be pronounced in the lyrics, anyway. And that music reminds me really strongly of the music from Nier Automata, which is a game, if you have not played, go and play it. No, now, right now. Actually, no, wait till the end of the show first. And I'm just quickly doing some changes to the playlist because Veridance has done the most last minute request that I think I've ever dealt with on this show. So you can blame him for that. Right, so the last game I'm going to be talking about is Panzer Dragoon Orta, which is the only home console game released on something other than a Saturn, that console being the Xbox, the original Xbox, in fact. It was released in 2002 and moved back to the rail shooter concept. Here you play as Orta, a young girl held captive in a town. When the town is attacked, a dragon comes to Orta's rescue, and then their adventures begin. Similar to Zwei, your dragon can change form. Even better is that you can do this in the level, so you can switch from its base form to its heavy or glide forms, which each have different strengths and weaknesses. You can level the effectiveness of these forms by collecting gene bases from certain enemies that you fight. As an added bonus, this game has a lot of additional content, which is unlocked by achieving various things through the game, such as completing levels on a certain difficulty, or finishing with a high shoot-down ratio. If you aren't quite good enough to achieve these normally, then you don't have to worry, as there's another method of unlocking these things based on how long that you play for. So if you've managed to play the game for a full 20 hours, you unlock everything, regardless of its other unlock requirements. So, I'm rapidly running out of time, so let's have some more music before I go into Chiptune Corner. So from Panzer Dragoon Orta, we've got City in the Storm, and then from Panzer Dragoon Zwei, we've got a Giant Creature, which is requested by Veritex. So enjoy those, and I will speak to you after the break for Chiptune Corner.
We'll be right back. Hi, I Need Fruit here from Club Sega, and you're listening to The Hidden Palace with Skyblaze. Please invite me back to the palace. Let me in.
Let me in!
We are back, and that was from Panzer Dragoon's Vi, Giant Creature, which requested by Veritex, and before that we had Panzer Dragoon Orta, City in the Storm. Veritex has posted a German eBay listing for the Panzer Dragoon Mini Game Gear game that I mentioned earlier, and it's €999. That's insane! There's always someone who tries it on, isn't there? I don't think it's that rare, guys. Anyway, let's move on to Chiptune Corner, shall we? So, I was trying to keep Chiptune Corner kind of vaguely in theme with the rest of the show. So I was looking through my Chiptune tracks that happened to mention dragons. And I stumbled upon this really good Commodore 64 track by Ben Dalglish. Now, I've spoken about this composer before, but he was pretty well known to fans of the 8-bit microcomputer era of music, and he worked on games such as Deflector, The Last Ninja, and Gauntlet, among a lot of others. Sadly, Ben passed away in October of 2018, which was a huge loss to both the chiptune and demo scenes. He worked with his own band, and he was still working on various projects right up until quite close to his death. So, in honour of him, and because it mentions dragons, we have from Ben Dalglish, Rainbow Dragon. So, I hope you enjoy that, and let me know what you think. And I'll be back after this to finish off the show. And that was Ben Daglish with Rainbow Dragon. Hope you enjoyed that. So it's time to end the show. Thanks to everybody who tuned in today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks to everybody who's been in the Discord chat. So Electric Boogaloo, Doan2300, Superbike, Veritex, I think Gavi's been around as well. Who else have we had? My husband was here for a short while, but I think he's wandered off. Resident SD, Nicholas Haman, Multiclass Geek, Mick, who tuned in fairly late on, so I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard of the show. And anybody else who has been listening in or participating through the Twitter, I hope you had fun and I hope you learned a couple of things. Coming up next is Saturday Night Sega, and be sure to tune in tomorrow for the LMC block and Rexy's Sega Mixer Drive. If you've got any ideas for a future episode of The Hidden Palace, you can contact me through Twitter, where I am at Blazing Skies, or you can reach me through the Radio Sega Discord, Facebook or Twitter accounts. I am particularly interested in any ideas that you might have for the upcoming Halloween episode. So, yeah. Any ideas for a spooky show, please let me know. Otherwise, I think that's it for this evening. I've been Skyblaze, and this has been The Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. We've got one last track to go out on, and that is from Sonic Mania. We've got Flying Battery Zone Act 1. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.